It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Cassie Thatcher. She is the new director of 4-H in Emery County there at the Extension office. Sounds like she is not new to 4-H. She's done it for quite a little while. We're going to get to know her a little better. And then coming up August 6th, they're going to have the 4-H Showcase over in Emery County, and we'll be talking about that as well. Cassie, thank you so much for coming over and spending some time with us today.
Thanks, Dave.
Let's dive right in. And we talked before you came on about how long have you been doing 4-H, Cassie?
I've been involved in 4-H my whole life, since I was about 5 years old. And so we're looking at 35 plus years in 4-H.
And you know what? Back then, 4-H was different than it is now.
Yes, 4-H was a lot different than it is now.
And it just seems like it's changed within the last maybe 20 years or so, or am I wrong there?
It's even changed more so in the last 10.
And you know, because when I was in high school and around 4-H, it was really all about agriculture and things like that. That's not the case anymore when it comes to 4-H, is it?
No, 4-H has a project for every youth that wants to be involved. We have everything from STEM projects to, we still do traditional cooking, sewing, agriculture, livestock, but we do a lot more things now, computers, STEM, technology.
I was told by, you know, by Delana, the director over here, that if it is a hobby, if kids love to do it, you can probably make a 4-H group about it.
You for sure can. Arts, crafts, anything that kids enjoy, you can turn into a 4-H club, a 4-H project.
And you've been involved in 4-H since you were young, you said, and you'd been helping over at the Extension office with 4-H, and then the position came open and you decided to put in for it.
Yes.
And you said, you know, you went through the interview process and all those things, and you got it, and you said, and I'm quoting now, you were very excited to get it because you love working with the kids, don't you?
I do. I love working with 4-H kids, seeing them grow, seeing the progress they make, seeing the projects they can do. It's just so fun to see kids succeed.
And when you were growing up, what was probably one of your favorite things about 4-H?
Getting to go on trips and meet new people, meeting kids from around the state, around the country that you wouldn't have met otherwise.
And that's what it's all about, too. It's almost like, we talk about networking when it comes to business and things like that. This is really networking for our youth and getting to know other kids and different states and different parts of the country, like you were saying, and having them learn from them and learning from each other. It's really, that's one of the main things about 4-H, really, isn't it?
It really is. In fact, our youth coalition just got back Saturday from a trip to Washington, D.C. to a national 4-H conference, and the kids got to meet some new friends from Puerto Rico, Arkansas, Georgia, I mean, all over, and they had a lot of fun, learned a lot of new skills.
All over, and once again, they get to travel and meet those kids and have a great experience doing it. Now, we had mentioned the fact of, and one of the main things that you wanted to hit on is the showcase coming up August 6th. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Okay, so we're going to have our 4-H showcase on August 6th from 10 o'clock until noon. You can drop off your 4-H exhibits. So where there is no county fair in Emery County this year, this is a chance where 4-H youth can qualify their exhibits to compete at the state fair level and come and show the public what they've been working on throughout the last year. So if the youth can bring their exhibits from 10 to noon at the park across the street from the Museum of the Centerfell in Castledale, and then judging will take place, and then from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock that evening, we'll have exhibits open for the public to view, and then also we'll have some food, some fun, and some games, and the kids can come and be rewarded with their ribbons. We're also giving out cash prizes with the ribbons for their exhibits. So it's a chance to make money, show off what you've learned, and have some fun.
And really, this is something that's been going on. When do these kids start working on these projects for this, for the showcase and for the fairs?
So we actually have been working on them the whole year because the 4-H enrollment year starts September the 1st. So for anybody that wants to enroll in 4-H, we're offering a half price discount coming up for September. Enrollment will only be $5 instead of the $10. So anybody that wants to re-enrollment starts September 1st. And so any projects that have taken place from September 1st to current will be exhibited.
And so once again, going back to that enrollment, It goes September to September?
Yes, that's correct.
And if they get in, when are you going to give them the, when's the cutoff going to be for the half price?
The end of September, September 30th.
So if you decide that 4-H is your thing, if you want to be a part of it, and you want to enroll, if you enroll before the end of the month of September, you're going to get half price to be, you know, to have all the access to all those great clubs and do these things. And as you said, you know, this is something that they've been working on since September. You know, without giving away too much, what types of things do the kids work on for these kinds of showcase?
So we had an art camp this summer, and we had 26 youth show up, and so there should be 26 paintings out there that could come and get exhibited. We have kids turn in livestock posters showing what they've learned and exhibited through the year with their livestock projects at stock shows. We have STEM projects come in. We have different arts and crafts, quilting, sewing, any clothing, crocheting items. Anything, food items is a big hit. Anything that kids have learned to bake throughout the year, they can bring in and have the judges taste it.
So there you have it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, this is August 6th at the park right there in Castledale across from the Museum of the San Rafael. And what time are they going to be able to start dropping things off that day?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. And then a big party will start about 3:30, is that what you're saying?
Yes, 3 o'clock. Come and have some ice cream, some food, some fun.
Check everything out. Now, if anybody is interested or has more questions about 4-H in Emery County, how can they get a hold of you?
So you can call the extension office at 435-381-3535. And Miss Alice, our staff assistant, would be glad to answer any questions that you have.
All right, Cassie Thatcher, the new director of the 4-H Club over there in Emery County, part of the USU Extension. Thanks for taking out the time and coming in today. And I'm sure this is the first of many conversations we're going to have, Cassie.
It is. I'll be back soon, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.